Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the 14th parak of Masechet Zvachim, and we're up to parak Yadalid, Mishnah Gimel, Mechusar Zman. If you have a karban that was Mechusar Zman, that meaning it's too early to bring it as a karban, Bein Begufo, whether it's just too young, it's a two-day-old animal, it's not a week old yet, Bein Bebailov, or whether the owner is not yet chayiv to bring this karban, Eizu Mechusar Zman Bebailov. What does it mean, the owner is not yet roi to bring this karban? Hazav, Hazav, Ve'yeled, Ve'matzor, that brought their carbon chatos to the carbon asham b'chutz before they were the time that they were supposed to bring a carbon. So peturin, they're going to be pater because they were not yet ra'ui to bring that carbon. All the same, v'shalmein b'chutz. But if they brought their carbon nolad or the carbon shlamim before they were ready to chayiv, they're going to be chayiv because you're allowed to bring an olas nedava and shalmei nedava. You just can't have a nedava of a chatos or an asham. Hamale mi besar chatos. If a person is male meat of a carbon chatos, which normally gets eaten bachutz mi basar asham, or the meat of a carbon asham basar kachim kachim mi basar kachim kalim, meat of kachim kachim or kachim kalim umosara omer, or the leftover flour from the carbon omer on Pesach ushtayalech, or the shtei alechem of Shavuos, alechem apanim, or the alechem apanim that they bring every week of the year, shiarim minachos, or the shirayim of a carbon mincha, which normally gets eaten, hayotzek v'habolel, and someone who pours the oil of a carbon mincha, or who mixes the oil with the flour of a carbon mincha, poses, or he breaks up the fried pieces of a carbon mincha into smaller pieces, hamaleach, if someone salts the carbon, hameinif, someone waves the carbon, hamagish, or he brings the carbon mincha close, he sets up the lechem upon him, he sets up on the shulchan, or he cleans out the neros of the menorah, he takes a kmitza of a makabal dam, or he does a kabbalah sadam, he does any of those things, bachutz, pater, he's going to be pater. You're chayiv bachutz for shchita and ha'aloa. Anything else, you're going to be pater. Because it's not the gemar avoda. So the avoda that he did bachutz is not the gemar avoda for that thing. Ein chayiv in love, lo Mishum zaris, v'lo mishum tuma, v'lo mishum mechus begadim, v'lo mishum rechutz yadayim v'raglayim. Also, you're not going to be chayiv misa b'dei shemayim for doing these things in bifnim. If you're a zar, for doing it b'tuma, for doing it without the bigdei kuhuna, and for doing it without having properly done rechutz yadayim, washing your hands and feet, because even though someone who's not a Kohen, or someone who's Tameh, or someone who doesn't have the Big Day Kuhn, or someone who didn't do Rechitz Yadayim Raglayim, or, you know, who does one of these other Avodos, will passel the Avoda, you're not going to be Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim for doing it, because the Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim applies only for doing these things, when you're one of these problems, is only on the Gemara Avoda. So basically, our Mishnah is telling us about two exceptions, halachos that only apply to the Gemara Voda. The Chiyuv for Shchut Echut only applies to the Gemara Voda, and the Chiyuv of all of these other things only applies to the Gemara Voda. Mishnah Dalid. So it says in Mishnah, Ad Shelo Hukam HaMishkan, before the Mishkan was put up in the Midbar, Hayu Abamos Mutaros. We were allowed to bring Karbanos on Bamos. V'Avoda B'Bechoros, and the Avoda was done with Bechoros. Mishu Hukam HaMishkan, once the Mishkan was put up in Esra Abamos, the Bamos became Aser, V'Avoda B'Kohanim, and the Kohanim were the ones that did the Avoda. Kachi kachim nechalim lefnim and aklaim. Kachi kachim, like the carbon chatos and carbon asham, had to be eaten in the Azara. Kachim kalim b'chol machne Yisrael, and kachim kalim could be eaten anywhere throughout machne Yisrael, but not outside of machne Yisrael. And the parallel to that, of course, in Beis HaMikdash terminology is Yerushalayim. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Gimel, we had said that if someone is a mechusar zman, whether in the korban is a mechusar zman because it's too young, or the bailim is a mechusar zman because it's not yet his time to bring the korban, and he brings the chatzos and the asham b'chutz, he's going to be pater. But if he brings the ola and the shlamim b'chutz, he's going to be chayiv, because you could bring an ola and davar shalmei and davar whenever you want, and therefore it's considered a korban that's ra'ui. If a person brings from the b'sar chatzos or b'sar asham, b'sar kachim kalim, or the leftover of the omer, or the shtei alechem, or the lechem apanim, or the shiari mincha, or he does the pouring of the oil, or the belilo, or the psisa, or he does the malicha, or he waves it, or he brings it close, or he's mesad to the shulchan. He does any of these things, cleans out the neros, does the kmitza, he's mekabel dam, any of these things, bachutz, it's pater, because it's not the Gemara Voda. So you're not chayiv for bachutz with these things. Similarly, if you do any of these things as a zar, or betuma, or without the proper big day kahuna, or without the mechitz yadayim v'raglayim, you're not going to be chayiv the misa b'day shemayim, because it's not the Gemara Avoda. And then in Mishnah Dalet, we had learned that prior to the Hakamas HaMishkan, you were allowed to bring karbanos on bamos, and the Avoda was done by Bechoros. Once the Mishkan was erected, the bamos were no longer allowed, and Avoda was done by Kohanim. Kachim Kachim are always eaten inside the Azar, and Kachim Kalim were in all of Machne Yisrael, or what we would call Yerushalayim. But next time, we'll pick up with Perek Yud Dalet, Mishnah Hey.